CPR News, I'm Haley May. A Colorado jury awarded $205 million to the family of a six-year-old girl who died after she fell from a ride at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park 4 years ago. The family's attorney, Dan Kaplis, says the verdict has finally given the family some long-awaited closure.
Enormously important to them because this has been their mission since they buried their daughter, was to just try to protect other people. And the amusement park had never admitted fault, had denied fault. So their mission was to, you know, try to protect others.
The family says it entered into that long legal fight to hold the park accountable. Community health centers in Colorado are urging Congress to renew their federal funding. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Colorado Community Health Network serves more than 850,000 people at its clinics. That's about one in seven Coloradans. But its funding needs to be reauthorized and appropriated by Congress by September 30th. More than $100 million is at risk. Here's CEO Ross Brooks.
If they don't reauthorize the fund, that's going to mean significant issues for the funding of community health centers and the care that they're able to provide to patients statewide.
Brooks says the funding is critical, making up about 10% of its annual revenue. He says without it, there could be layoffs and some clinics might even be forced to close. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The man who helped create the global seed vault in Norway brought his expertise to Fort Collins this month. Jeffrey Houghton is a World Food Prize laureate. He toured the USDA's National Laboratory for Genetic Resources Preservation.
This is important. This is our children's future in many ways, and it needs to be invested in.
The Fort Collins lab holds 500,000 seed samples. Advocates say its work will only grow more important as climate change continues to reshape agriculture. You are listening to CPR News.